When farmers were asked in a recent national survey to identify the biggest threat to their livelihoods, they didn't say low commodity prices or global trade policies. It was rising health insurance costs. That has prompted Farm Bureau organizations in the Midwest to jump into the marketplace with lower cost coverage options. But as Jim McLean reports for Harvest Public Media, the plans have consumer advocates and traditional insurers crying foul.
Rising health insurance costs are a big problem for Kansas farmer Tim Franklin. Between 2015 and last year, he says, they roughly doubled, going from $10,000 to $19,000, and they're still going up.
In 2019, we'll be paying just under $24,000 just in premiums for our family of five.
Franklin grows corn and wheat on a fourth-generation farm near Goodland. He recently took a day off to drive hundreds of miles to the State House in Topeka to testify for a Kansas Farm Bureau bill that he believes would give some relief to farming and ranching families.
Please give us options to do the best that we can to provide for our families and our communities.
Kansas Farm Bureau President Terry Holdren says the legislation the organization is pushing would help thousands of Tim Franklins.
Our members report that on average, they spend 30 to 40% of their annual income obtaining health coverage for their families. Those are significant costs, and they're larger for most folks than their average mortgage payment on their home.
The Farm Bureau can reduce those costs, Holdren says, by selling health coverage that's exempt from state and federal rules, meaning it wouldn't have to cover people with pre-existing conditions or all the services that traditional insurers must cover, such as mental health and maternity care.
This legislation or the authority would give us the ability to say no to folks if they don't meet our underwriting standards.
The Kansas plans would be similar to those offered for years by the Tennessee Farm Bureau and to those recently okayed by Iowa lawmakers. Holdren claims the Kansas Farm Bureau coverage would be 30% cheaper than what's available in the Affordable Care Act marketplace, but cheaper for only some, says former Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager, a Republican who says policymakers should fix the ACA instead of undermining it.
The only people that benefit from chipping away at Obamacare are younger, healthier people.
Taking them out of the general insurance marketplace, Prager says, forces costs up for everyone else. And she says even those healthy enough to get a Farm Bureau plan would be at risk because they couldn't turn to state insurance regulators with complaints about their coverage.
Farm Bureau can say whatever they want about what's going to be in the plan. Nobody knows. Nobody has seen them. And even if you saw the plan today, it could change tomorrow and nobody would have the regulatory oversight.
Some Kansas lawmakers have similar concerns. Senator Mary Ware is a Democrat from Wichita.
We're being asked to write this one company a blank check. We're being asked to endorse this plan without knowing what's in it.
Opponents say the Nebraska Farm Bureau has a better model. It's partnering with Medica, a Minnesota-based health insurance company. The cost of its coverage can vary depending on a person's health, says Medica's Noah Tabor, but it's available to all.
The health plan is a guarantee issue, meaning it cannot deny applicants for pre-existing conditions.
Opposition from insurance companies and a coalition of health groups was no match for the Farm Bureau, which used its lobbying clout to get the bill through the Kansas legislature. That's what Sarah Schmidt was hoping for, because, she says, the cost of health coverage is one of the biggest threats to the farm near Junction City that she and her husband Jim are desperately trying to hang on to.
This has been one of our greatest struggles, not only financially, but emotionally as well. We've come back to our fifth-generation family farm, and we would like to continue there.
The Farm Bureau bill is now on Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's desk. She hasn't yet taken a public position, but opponents of the measure are urging her to veto it. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jim McLean.